the mantle. Are you? The big round piece of wood with the bark on it that you burn in the fireplace.
A log.
What would you call the kind of wood you use to start a fire?
Splinters? I do know that word. Let's see, it's not coming to my mind right now.
Well,
live wood, kindling.
How about something you would get when you cut down a pine tree?
Something you get when you cut down a pine tree. Light wood.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the black that forms in the chimney?
Soot.
And what's left in the fireplace when the fire goes out?
Ashes.
If someone asked you the color, what would you say?
Well, they're white. I'd say white ashes.
What am I sitting in?
A chair.
A large piece of furniture for two or three people to sit on with two arms and a back is called, what do you call it?
A sofa.
Would you please describe one?
Describe
a sofa?
Yeah. Well, as you say, it's a large piece of furniture shaped like a chair, only it's larger. It generally has arms and it has a back. It reaches up to about the shoulder. The back is as high as the shoulders would reach.
And what other types of things would be similar to a sofa?
A love seat, swing, a chair. Only the chair would be smaller.
The piece of furniture in your bedroom that has drawers in it that you put clothes in, what would you call one?
A dresser?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The room where you sleep is called what?
The bedroom.
These tables, chairs, and sofa, and what do you call all the things that you have in a room?
Furniture.
What do you call the thing hanging at the window to keep out the light?
Shades, blinds, drapes, curtains sometimes.
A little room off the bedroom to hang your clothes.
Closet.
If you didn't have a built closet, what might you have to put your clothes in?
A wardrobe. I guess that's, I can't even think of right now, a wardrobe.
A room at the top of the house, just under the roof.
The attic.
The room that you cook in.
Kitchen.
Yes. What would you call the little room off the kitchen where you store canned goods and extra dishes?
The pantry. Or cupboard.
What do you call a lot of old worthless things that you might throw away?
Junk? Trash?
Yes.
Okay.
What would you call a room that is used to store odds and ends in?
Odds and ends. Would that be the den?
No. Well, I guess you might call it junk. You know, just a lot of different things that you might not want to use at the time and you want to store.
Well, I guess you could call it a junk room.